Jesus tells the apostles that one of them will betray him, and then he dismisses Judas. He tells the other 11, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." They didn't understand what he was saying. Then Jesus addresses them as "my children." My children. These were grown men, and they'd been with him for 3 years. So why did he address them as "my children"? And then I was reminded of a story that I read a while ago. Someone suggested that if Jesus had sent his 12 disciples for a psychological testing, this might be the reply that he would have received. "Thank you for submitting the resumes of the 12 men that you have picked for managerial positions in your new organization. All of them have taken a battery of tests. We have run the results through our computer after having arranged personality interviews for each of them with our psychologist and our vocational aptitude consultant. It is the opinion of our staff that most of your nominees are lacking the background, education, and vocational aptitude for this enterprise. They have no team concept. Simon Peter is emotionally unstable and given to fits of temper. Andrew has no qualities for leadership. And the two brothers, James and John, place personal interest above company loyalty. Thomas shows a skeptical attitude that would tend to undermine the morale. And Matthew has been blacklisted by the Jerusalem Better Business Bureau. James, the son of Alphaeus and Theudas, definitely have radical leanings and registered high score on the manic depressant scale. One of the candidates, however, shows real potential. He is a man of ability and resourcefulness, meets people well, and has contacts in high places. He is highly motivated, ambitious, and responsible. We recommend Judas Iscariot as your controller and right-hand man." Now he greets them as "my children." With that background, why would you call them anything else but "my children"? I have often doubts about my own calling. I'm not a star athlete. I didn't get all A's in school. I'm not the best speaker. And I know that I don't pray any harder or louder than most of you. That little story that I read brings reality back to us. The assessment of the 12 apostles gives hopes to us, because if they could go on and accomplish the great things for the Lord, then we also can. We are each called by the Lord by baptism and confirmation to be his witnesses. No one can say that we are not suitable. If Jesus could use the apostles with their obvious weaknesses, he can also use us to advance his kingdom. God calls us to make a difference in the world. God wants to use us in his plan for the salvation of the world. Will you allow God to use you in his plan for salvation of the world? Will you make a difference? It might be easier to answer these questions if you remember the second greatest commandment that we heard about once again in today's gospel. "Love one another as I have loved you." This is how all will know that you are my disciples. It would be easier to love one another as Jesus loves us if we could see Jesus in the people that we meet and to try to imitate his love for us as he hung on the cross. One Sunday in a mass especially celebrated for married couples, the priest preached all about marriage. At the end of mass, he greeted the couples and gave each a wooden cross so that they could remember. He said, "Place this cross in a room at home in which you quarrel the most, and then you will be reminded of Jesus' new commandment, love one another. And you won't argue so much anymore." One woman came up to the priest and said, "Father, I think maybe you better give me 10 of those crosses." No number of crosses on our walls, around our necks, will help make us better Christians, or better yet, disciples, unless we practice Jesus' commandment of love, which of course is so very hard to follow. We have to kind of remember that Jesus tells us to love our neighbor. He doesn't say anything about liking him. You can do one without the other. Today, as we receive the Eucharist, the true presence of Jesus Christ, let us use the grace that we receive to answer the call that Jesus gives us today. Like Peter, we lack faith. Like Andrew, we have much to learn. Like James and John, we are selfish sometimes. Like Matthew, we have a past. Like Thomas, we doubt sometimes. Seeing that the apostles of limited competence did so much for the church gives us confidence to us. If Jesus could use them, he can certainly use us. With the intercession of Jesus for us at the right hand of the Father, and by spending time in prayer with the Lord, we too can grow from strength to strength and accomplish great things for God and his kingdom. God bless you.